This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's lots of I-dotting and T-crossing going on right now on Capitol Hill as the big immigration reform bill gets ready for its big reveal. One of the last issues that does seem to finally have been worked out is what to do about farm workers. Of the 1 million or so farm workers nationwide, somewhere between half and 80% of them are thought to be here illegally. So from the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark has more now on what immigration compromise might look like down on the farm.
I caught Peter Osterkamp between chores this morning.
We got to run through a bunch of fertilizer bills, and then I got to go check onions and sugar beets and whatnot.
Osterkamp is a fourth-generation farmer in Southern California with about 30 employees. He says he decided the current immigration system was broken when he wanted to promote a temporary worker into a full-time job.
So bright, so intelligent, willing to work so hard.
But the guy had entered the U.S. illegally. Osterkamp tried to get a work visa for him.
And I went and spent hours. The answer was always, sorry, you know, there's nothing you can do.
That would change under the current proposal. Farm workers already here without documents would be eligible to apply for temporary legal status if they stay in agriculture for 5 years. That would be good for farmers and their workers, says United Farm Workers spokeswoman Diana Tellefson Torres.
They're not going to have to think about, well, I don't have my documents, and so I can't speak about when there are injustices at the workplace.
The compromise would also increase the number of new visas open to immigrant farm workers each year and allow those workers to change employers. That raises questions for Philip Martin, an immigration economist at UC Davis.
What's going to prevent me from going and working in construction as opposed to agriculture because I can make more money? Now, in theory, my work permit is only good for agriculture, but I don't know exactly how we're going to monitor that.
That's just one of the details in the proposal that could send unknown ripple effects through the economy. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.